all of this stuff is being purposely done.
Oh, absolutely.
This is horseshit. You know what? I challenge everyone out there. Next time you go to Walmart and you're looking for baby formula, just walk back into the, you know, into the warehouse and look for it. Yeah. And just look for it and see if it's there.
And if you don't know why he would say such a thing, let's take a look. This happened today. This was sent over to us. This was the status on Facebook that was posted. In search of, I know everyone in the same situation. Granddaughter's going to be 4 months in a couple of weeks. She's running out of formula. She has a little more than half a can left. We can't find any anywhere. She's on Enfamil Gentiles. Now, I don't know if you know this, but back in the day, they didn't sell baby formula in stores. They would actually give you the recipe to create it at home.
Uh-huh.
And there you go. Shop with your eyes. This is your baby's formula, terminal heating method. This is for a person who was born David James, October 3rd, 1960. They give you everything. Pet evaporated milk, water, teaspoons of Karo syrup for, you know, for that extra sugar bump, all that stuff. It's all there.
Uh-huh.
Now, this was responded to said thread. Facebook took it down with this.
Yep.
How can a baby formula recipe be false information?
It's absolutely correct.
It's a recipe.
Follow the money.
That's right.
Yep. And then, back to what you were saying, feast your eyes. That's all I can say.
Don't let them lie to you guys. They have baby formula. They were instructed not to put them out. Spread the word. Spread the word. We're also instructed not to tell anyone that we have any.
Yep.
Boopsies.
And let's not talk about what's happening at the border where there is tons, pallets and pallets.
Yeah, they're shipping it all down there.
Yep. There it is. Oh, yep. We don't need that. We need this guy.
Ah.
Biden admin sends massive amounts of baby formula to illegal immigrants. There we go.
And they want to use the VA to provide medical services for these illegal aliens.
Yep.
So not only do veterans have to wait in a hellish line for the shitty socialist fucking medicine you get at the VA, but now the line's going to be even fucking longer because people that didn't even earn those privileges and rights get the benefit of those services. That's absolutely horseshit.
This is what America Last looks like, ladies and germs. Feast your eyes.
Hey, Pop, just out of curiosity, how do you say not service-connected in Spanish? Because they're going to have to learn pretty quick because that's all the VA tells you. Not service-connected.
Yep.
Yeah, fuck the VA.
You haven't even been there.
Oh, I have. After my grandfather passed away, he was a World War II vet. I had to take my grandma up there like every month for 3 years, and it was like dealing with Jen Psaki. Let me circle back with you on that. Yeah, let me see if I can get an answer from my 48 different higher-ups who don't talk to each other.
That's pretty much it.
It takes one visit. It takes one visit. You understand what everybody and their brother's talking about.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It is a cluster fornication of bureaucracy, and it is not functional on any level.
That's right.
And it probably explains on a higher level why every vet will tell you whenever you want to preach about universal health care, it's why every vet goes, are you fucking nuts?
Yeah.
Are you shitting me? Mm-hmm. Have you ever waited 3 months to go talk to a doctor about a dislocated ankle? It's not fun.
No.
Yep.
And this is why you can't trust the government with anything. And that's the through line of tonight. When, I mean, we're looking at a housing crisis, a food crisis, an energy crisis, a fuel crisis, all of which has been directly caused by our government. And you know what they're going to tell you? We have the solution. Just vote to give us more power and take away more of your freedoms.
More power. And you called it a couple months ago.
Yep.
That they are now trying to take our guns because the guns are the only thing that's stopping these fucking idiots from going full retard. They're only going semi-retard.
As soon as he pulled out that executive order, the idea that he was kicking around an executive order for like some sort of a nationwide gun ban, I was like, you watch, within a week, we're going to have a high-profile mass shooting, and it's either going to go really well for them, and it's going to go, or it's going to go really bad. Yep. And then the New York subway shooting happened, and less than a month later, we get this.
Boom.
Well, and let's not forget, who are them poor bastards? It's Singapore. It's over across the pond where those folks have been locked up in their buildings, their houses, and all that other shit because of the COVID and this, that, and the other. If you look and see how they're treated in the streets, like when they're rounding them up and putting them in like MRAPs and stuff like that, they're beating people. They're kicking the shit out of them. They're throwing them in the vehicles and stuff like that. The only thing that prevents that from happening on our soil is the Second Amendment and all the chuckleheads with all the guns. Now, if you try to remove that, it is not a far stretch to go, well, what could come next, Joe? And I know I can't be the only guy who remembers what Ronnie said. What's the nine scariest words in the English language?
I'm from the government, I'm here to help.
That's absolutely correct.
Yep. Never, ever trust your government, because more people have been slaughtered by their own governments once being disarmed in the last century than all the gun violence that you could possibly put together.
Yeah, that's true.
Woo!
Those are rookie numbers.
We've got to pump those numbers up. Yeah, like the CDC did with COVID numbers. Yep. Oh, too soon.
Yep. And like, listen, I have no idea what they're thinking. Because if they keep fucking around, and they're going to find out, people are going to get really pissed.
Yeah.
But especially when people start starving, bro.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and I know that there are some people who are going to be resistant to that idea. They'd be like, well, the government wouldn't go that far, would they? Oh, no, the government has never manufactured a crisis and sacrificed the lives of its citizenry to gain more wealth and power. I mean, yeah, we didn't just see the, you know, the I'm the scientist in chief, you know, the marionette in chief, as we called him for a long time, collaborating with the Communist Party to create a biological weapon to dispense with the elderly and the infirm.
Yep.
And they totally didn't call the aircraft carriers out of Pearl Harbor in 1941. Before that,
for routine training exercise.
Anytime I hear anybody do that bit about, hey, the government would never go that far, I always think of that meme that goes, huh, first time? First time realizing the government's going to do that shit to you?
Oh, first time? Yeah.
Well, and then
they do it all the time.
There was that incident that happened when the Israeli Air Force like strafed one of our ships and killed like 60 somewhat. Was it 60 people killed or wounded on the ship? It was a crazy high number. And they literally, I'm trying to remember, I don't remember what the ship's name was, but they literally leaned on these sailors to shut their mouths. Like if I ever wind up running the show, I'm gonna get on the phone, call Israel. I'm like, I need you to pick six of your ships.
USS Liberty, Chad is saying. Liberty.
And then I'm going to sink them with all your crew aboard, and you can fuck off. Yeah, I'm fucking sick of that. And then when the 9/11 happened, and there was like six of these Israelis that were like there celebrating and clapping, I'll find out who they are, and they'll go in a fucking electric chair. God damn it. I'm sick. I'm getting really pissed off.
Hang on.
I can feel your anger. Oh. It gives you focus. Oh, makes you stronger.
But the thing is we're getting to that point. When you bankrupt this country, when these people can't feed themselves, when you destroy all of the network that makes everything work because you want to make it better, somebody's going to have to pay the price for that.
Yep.
Now, there's gonna be whole armies of guys who have worked their entire life to retire, and all of a sudden that goes up in smoke. Do you think they're going to go, well, that sucked. Let's start over. No! They are not. They're going to pack and they're going to stack. And then you're really fucked. That's what's going to happen.
That is exactly what's going to happen.
Well, I mean, let's face it. We just sent, what, $40 billion to the Ukraine to cover all of Joe's mistakes. I mean, to help fight the war.
Isn't it
there?
Amazing? That's a very specific number, because not too long ago we were hearing from leftists that Elon Musk spending $40 billion to buy Twitter would somehow solve world hunger. And these same people are like, yay, give the money to Ukraine. That's not going to cause more inflation.
Yeah.
Hercules,
give them money. Give them $40 billion to secure their borders, but we can't spend any money to secure ours.
Yeah, $40 billion for Ukraine. No, that's totally not going to be laundered through criminal organizations in the black market and wind up in the pockets of the exact same politicians that voted to send it over there in the first place. No, no, but $4 billion to put a wall around our own borders and actually secure, what's that
too
called?
Much.
Sovereignty of our nation, which apparently is important for Ukraine, but not for the United States. That's just too much.
Yeah, too much.
Too much.
Here's something that's going to pull the pop thread, and I know I don't want to pull the pop pin just yet, because I know Blake's not going to like getting it all over him, but no suspicion point. But think about when all this shit started.
Oh, man, we're going back a long ways.
Hearing the folks on the left side screaming about how great it was that the underdog was fighting back.
Yep.
Wait a minute. You're excited that people are using weapons to defend themselves against a potential
bad
guy?
I've been saying this for months. It's going to be hilarious when this Ukraine fiasco ends and the left has to go back to pretending that they're not totally for a strong nationalist identity and an armed populace.
Yep.
Or my personal favorite, Putin is not a good guy by any stretch.
No.
Him and Zelensky are both cut from the same moldy cheese.
Yep.
He dropped some truth knowledge, he dropped some truth bombs not too long ago when he talked about, hey, if I get in there, I'm going to open up all the filing cabinets. I'll tell you what's going on. That scared the shit out of everybody on the left. And all of a sudden we see, oh, we got to get him this. We got to get him that. We got
to
get him.
Yeah. We have to bribe the Ukrainian government with more taxpayer dollars so they don't open the filing cabinets.
Because God forbid that shit opens up. Well, you thought that laptop from Hunter was bad.
All right, now listen.
All right, he said to be honest. Take a shot.
All right. I am not on the Ukraine or the Russian side. I think they're both just equally fucked up.
Yeah, and we have no business going in there and helping one corrupt nation fight another corrupt nation.
They're
wash our hands of all this shit.
It's a bad news. It's bad news, but you know it's going to end up on the news, and you got to sit back and watch.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like, now, should we not have sent them anything? I'm sure we have lots of stuff in the inventory that's right on the edge of expiring that we could easily draw a red line through, put it on a truck, and send it to them. And say, there you go.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
But we're giving them all of our top line shit that we can't replace because they have a chip shortage.
Yep.
It's going to take the projection 36 to 48 months just to replenish the Stingers and the Javelin missile systems that we've sent them.
Well, when you consider nearly 6 million man hours spent on wokeness training, I really don't think military readiness is the first thing on anyone's mind.
No, you're absolutely correct.
Which is hilarious, because this is the same military they think they're going to be able to use to weaponize against its own
good
citizenry
luck.
When the time comes.
Good luck
with that.
All right, the 82nd is over in Poland right now, right?
Yeah.
Do you know that they couldn't even send a couple of the battalions because they were like at 42 to 47% strength.
Am I shocked?
That's combat ineffective. They haven't even gone to combat, and they're already combat ineffective. And they were left behind because of that. They gutted them, took the people, put them in other battalions, and sent those ones forward.
Yep.
Augment. Yep.
All right. And here, if I have any recruiters that watch this show, I need the actual retention rates that's happening in the military, and I need to know how many boots you have that are coming from virgin land to come into the military. I need to know exactly what's going on so I can draw a picture and give an accurate report to the people out there, because the rumor mill is virtually everyone that has 19 years or more has dropped their retirement package. So that means you're going to have a mass exodus of individuals getting the fuck out. And if you're not engaged in a formal war and somebody has enough time to retire and they drop their packet, it's virtually impossible to deny.
Yep. And you know what that means? That means that now the pool of talent that we're going to have going into the military is going to be vastly undertrained, vastly over-brainwashed, and completely ill-equipped to deal with these serious veterans who have gone back into the civilian population. So to all these people out there who think that this is a great idea, you know, that this new, you know, we're jumping right back into, you know, gun reform territory, fucking dare you. Yeah. Good luck.
And like, I was involved in this. I was involved. I was present when Alpha Company from the 2nd Ranger Battalion destroyed the Madigan Bar. Like, they broke every piece of glass in there. And I had the same haircut. I wasn't in Alpha Company, but I'm implicated. So now I have to run for my life.
Not that we've ever seen that before or anything,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, so I'm...
Hey, hang on. You know I have to do it.
Fuck you and all your motherfucking friends, nigga! Give a fuck if y'all in kindergarten, I'll whoop y'all motherfucking ass!
Why is, why is that playing?
I don't know, but
it's really
good,
funny,
it's
though.
A good comment. But the thing is, I remember running for the wood line... And I hear all of these MPs, stop. And then I hear this, like, you could tell it's the older guy. They're like, people are like, let the dogs go. No, don't let the dogs go. No, don't ever, nobody follow those rangers into the woods. Just let them go. And like a few months later, I was talking to a couple of those MPs, and their CEO was like, he was a Vietnam vet. And he was like, never follow rangers into the woods.
Never.
It will not go well.
It will not go well for you.
Some will come back broken, pregnant.
Or dead.
Dead. It's not going to happen.
We'll saw something off your ass.
Watch Gruntspeak live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pop for Supporters Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.